I'm very happy now to welcome Nancy Phillips. She's the Development Director of La Familia Medical Center. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So what's La Familia all about?
Well, it is the largest family practice in Santa Fe County. It is a federally qualified health center, which is an official designation, which means we see people who have needs for medical care, health care, dental care, and we see all patients. So we do not, no one's turned away for lack of ability to pay, which is what a FQHC really means.
FQHC?
Federally Qualified Health Center. Yeah. And so what we've been serving Santa Fe for 40 years. And so we're celebrating the service itself and welcoming all of our everyone in the community, everybody who, all your listeners, everyone who can hear to see our main site, which is 1035 Alto Street. It was built, opened in 95. It was built by the city.
It's a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place. And we have a beautiful clinic, and we've opened a new section of it, which used to house our dental care and now houses increased medical space, medical exam space, which we needed to meet the demand. And so what, in celebration of 40 years and the quality of care that we've been providing, we're asking all our donors and neighbors and so forth to come and see the space. And we have a very lovely art collection, which we're inviting people to come and enjoy. And a number of the artists who did the pieces will be there. And we're going to have food and drink and raffle prizes and door prizes. And it's just a way to thank the people who've supported La Familia over these many years.
And so this is on Saturday, the 13th of October, from 2 to 5:30 at La Familia Medical Center at 1035 Alto Street. Now, this is a place that, as you said, opens its doors to everybody. And, I mean, I've been there a number of times, and I've driven people there who didn't have cars to get there. And, I mean, it's an extraordinary place because you get so much done. Is the demand going up in this time of our sort of transitioning and somewhat broken healthcare system?
Yes, the demand is substantial. And what it's all about is people losing their health insurance in many cases. You know, a lot of local people, artists, part-time workers, people who work in the hospitality industry, their employers, whether it's themselves or others, cannot afford to pay for their health insurance. And so at La Familia, we have a sliding scale. You can qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, or you can have private insurance. I mean, our doctors will be there for you. So access has been an issue. Getting people in has been an issue. And so that's why we're celebrating this expanded space. And a year ago, we hired 3 new physicians and a new dentist. So we're making progress on that score, and we're very happy to be able to announce that and be able to tell people that, you know, we're there for everyone.
Are most of your patients people who don't have health insurance, or do you also have insured people?
We have everything, but most are uninsured, and most are low income. But the doctors are interested in family care, which means they really come to our center because they want to provide care for all people, seniors to infants to newborns. And we deliver about 40% of the babies that are born in Santa Fe County every year.
Now, when, for example, babies are they born at the clinic or at the hospital?
No, we deliver the babies at the hospital.
And so somebody doesn't have health insurance, they go to La Familia. How is that bill paid with the hospital?
Well, if they qualify for Medicaid, they would be billed on Medicaid. And if they don't, and if they don't have private and health insurance, I think they come to terms with the hospital. They come up with a payment plan with the hospital. I don't know whether the hospital has a sliding scale. I'm guessing they have some sort of a sliding scale or some sort of provision for that. But one of the main reasons the hospital supports La Familia is because a lot of people who come to La Familia, if we weren't there, they'd be in the emergency room.
Exactly.
So we see about 260 patients a day. The hospital sees about 135 at the emergency room.
So you're basically, whether they know it or not, taking a huge burden off our one local hospital.
Yes, and they do know it. They do know it. So we take that responsibility very seriously, that the hospital, the emergency room, should not be used for primary care, just for, you know, emergencies, as the name implies.
Now, do people, your population, primarily low-income people without insurance, do a lot of them go to their annual checkup and bring their kids to their annual checkups and things like that?
As much as we can get them to, sure. I mean, one of the things we often have problems with is people having transportation. I mean, you referred to driving people to the clinic. And that often happens, that people want to come but they can't get there. So we do have a problem with that always, you know, trying to meet the needs of the people to make their appointments and provide them with appointments and then make sure that they know about them so that they can plan ahead. So it's a population that struggles with a lot of issues in their lives. So we're certainly aware of the fact that they do struggle and they have, you know, a lot of challenges.
When somebody has, for example, an emergency toothache, we
don't
all
go to
know
the emergency room.
No, you can't go to the emergency room. Can they come to you?
We have two mornings a week where you go to the dental clinic, which is now out at the community college, and it's a drop-in. So you have to wait your turn, but it's designed specifically for people who have an urgent need and who have a toothache or something like that. So you do, they're not appointments per se. We just are there, and they come, and they have to sit and wait, but they will be seen.
So we're talking about La Familia Medical Center, and once again, the open house is this Saturday from 2 to 5:30, and everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome, and I want to make a shout-out to our primary sponsors, X-Ray Associates of New Mexico and LANB and U.S. Bank. Daniels Insurance helped us, and Tricor Labs and Hutton Broadcasting and Summit and Allegra. So those are all people that we really want to express our appreciation to.
And we want to express our appreciation to you for participating in this incredibly important resource here in Santa Fe.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your letting me come and talk about it.
And for more information, people can go to lafamiliasf.org. Nancy Phillips of La Familia Medical Center, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.